straight shooter that makes everyone earn their spot, and it doesn't matter what you've done in the past?
Just makes everybody tune in a little bit more. I mean, you know, like you say, you have to go out and you have to earn your spot, and nothing's going to be given to you, whether you're the top guy on the depth chart or the bottom guy. So, you know, everybody's going to have an opportunity, you know, so you definitely have to be dedicated to, you know, the what we're doing here. You know, you definitely have to buy in. So, like I say, you definitely got to go out and earn your spot.
Why have people bought in, you think, to what O'Brien is selling?
I mean, he's just so enthusiastic about it, and it's almost like you get that sense of urgency from him that it's almost him saying, hey, if you don't buy in, you know, you won't get a chance to, you know, to earn a spot or have that opportunity to be out there, to be, you know, a part of that 53, you know, and everybody wants to be a part of that 53. So, you know, everybody has that sense of urgency now. You know, everybody wants to learn. You know, everybody wants to be here, wants to be a part of something good, you know, definitely. You know, move in a positive direction as a team. So, you know, it's just something that he's just kind of rubbing off on everybody.
How's the defense grasping Romeo Crennel's new defense?
I think we're grasping it pretty good. You know, it's definitely something where, you know, everybody has to, you know, definitely hone in on, you know, the little things, you know, because it's one of those defenses where, you know, everybody has to know their job, has to be in the right spot. So, you know, I think we're grasping it pretty well.
Do you worry about Jonathan Joseph's injury and him being, you know, ready to go?
No, I'm not worried about it. You know, a guy like Jonathan Joseph, you know, he's been in the league for a while. He definitely know, you know, what his body's going to need and what it takes to be healthy, you know, when it's, you know, training camp time. So, you know, he just kind of, you know, easing back into it day by day, you know, for us, you know, for me, you know, all that matters is he, you know, he's 100% that, you know, when he finally comes back. So, we definitely don't want to have any setbacks by rushing him back. So, that's the main thing, to get him back 100% before you get back on the field.
How's learning the slot position going for you?
I think it's going pretty good. You know, definitely a lot of fun in there, a lot of opportunity. You know, a lot closer to the ball, so I definitely have some chances to make some, you know, some plays and stuff. So, like I said, it's been fun, and, you know, I think I've been learning it pretty well.
Could you envision a scenario where you would play on the outside for the first two downs and third down, move inside? Could you do that?
Yeah, I think I can do it. I mean, last year, you know, we matched the corners a lot, so we definitely had, you know, some opportunities to be on the inside, you know, and, you know, in base situations. So, you know, it's something I'm definitely accustomed to, you know, being in there, you know. So, like I said, it's definitely be a, you know, a lot more opportunity, a lot, you know, things to move a little bit faster in there. But, you know, I think I can handle it.
I think every corner loves to be a shut down corner. But is it exciting to know that when you slide into that slot, you might have more opportunities to make reads, to make plays, to get those interceptions?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely exciting. You know, like you say, you definitely have a lot more opportunities. So, you know, as a corner, you definitely want that. You know, you want that role, you know, to go out and definitely be, you know, that guy that'll have a chance to, you know, turn some games around, you know, create a couple of turnovers, you know, blitz a little bit and, you know, hit the quarterback or, you know, whatever it takes to, you know, definitely help the team win. So it's definitely an exciting feeling.
What is Romeo like to play for? What's his personality and how different is he from Bill?
To be honest, they're pretty much the same guy. You know, they're both, you know, they both show a lot of energy. You know, they definitely have a lot of passion in what they do. You know how they go about it. You know, whether it's teaching, you know, whether it's, you know, we're out on the field, you know, in the meeting room, you know, wherever we are, you know, they definitely have a lot of energy in what they do. And like I say, it's definitely rubbing off on everybody else. So, you know, everybody wants to be a part of it and, you know, everybody wants to learn. So, you know, it's definitely something that I can see each and every day.
As a veteran on this team, do you worry that Andre's not here?
No, I don't worry. You know, like I say, well, for me and, you know, pretty much everybody else, you know, we definitely can't worry about that. You know, we definitely know Andrea, you know, get his situation taken care of. You know, I mean, he's a veteran guy, so we know whenever he does come back, he'll definitely be in shape, you know. So, like I say, it's just something, I mean, we just had to go on with the guys that's here.
Do you feel this defense allows you to implement some of those strategies you used at Alabama that you learned under Saban?
Yeah, somewhat. You know, definitely some calls and some opportunities, you know, definitely – you know, some similar things, you know, definitely have a chance to, you know, do a little bit more as far as taking some risks and stuff like that. So.
In the past couple of years, Kareem, Jonathan Joseph has mirrored the opposing teams number one for most of the game. Are you up to that challenge this year, not only mirroring, playing those number ones, but also moving inside to the slots?
Oh, yeah. like I said, I'm definitely up to it. You know, going into year five, so like I say, it definitely be a challenge for us. And you know, as a secondary, you know, everybody's together. So, you know, how we look at it, you know, I mean, you know, if you're out there, you know, with that first group, you know, everybody's a starter. Everybody, you know, has the capability to go and you know, mimic and you know, chase the number one guy. So, you know, that's something we'll definitely take pride in as a unit. And you know, for me, I'll definitely be willing up to the task.